brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex is in London, confronting Big Brother, going places the mainstream media will not go. And we have, there's a six-hour difference between the time here in Austin and the time in London. So he's been out at Bilderberg today, bullhorning and speaking and doing quite a bit of work earlier. And we've got a video that was uploaded live from there that we're going to cut to in just a second. Alex is on his way back to the hotel where he's going to come in and start doing the show in just a few minutes.
Bilderberg group members.
Let's go to that cut right now.
Mainly the media moguls and people like Peter Thiel are openly debating on the real agenda this year, going public and having real transparency. And so I tell you now, it's time for you to speak to the press, and it's time for you to be honest about the things you've done before more of you get indicted like you did back in the 70s with the Lockheed Martin scandal.
Yeah.
So know this, we're aware of your lobbying, we're aware of you behind the closed doors trying to get your fingers into the government stream of money, and we are here to point out that this is going on, and it's outrageous that many of you are worth $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 billion and attend this, and that you would make the taxpayers fit most of the bill for the iron fence that you've demanded that be built around the compound that you're meeting in. It is disgusting, and it's nothing but a exclamation point illustrating how we pay for your whole life and your whole world, and most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites.
Yeah!
Yeah! Freedom for my children in the future. There aren't plans to merge the North American Union that Bush signed back in 2005 in secret, but that got leaked, with the European Union. Those transatlantic deals are already being made. We know that's their plan to remove local control from the county, city, state, federal level. I want my U.S. government back. I don't want my representatives being puppets bought off in the dark behind steel fences. I want the criminal lobbying to stop now, and I want a future for my children.
What would you like to be doing in 5 years' time or 10 years' time?
In 5 years' time, I would like to be basically off the air. And I'd like to be I'd like to be a farmer on our family farm. That's what I would like to do. And I would like to see the globalists fall like the old Soviet Union. I'd like to see most of them, after a trial, obviously, be sent to prison for the crime against humanity that they've committed. And I would like to basically hand over the reins of my media operation to some of my crew to continue to muckrake. But if we weren't in such dire straits, I would not be broadcasting.
Well, we're going to continue with that. We've got Alex coming up in just a few minutes. And we've got a lot of people who don't carry the first 5 minutes of the hour, so we're going to come back and play the rest of that in the next segment. But if you don't think that it's making a difference, take a look at the crowd that's there. This is a meeting that didn't exist 10 years ago in most people's minds, and it's something that the mainstream American press is still not covering. But it's getting a lot of press everywhere else, and a lot of people are becoming very aware of what's going on there, primarily because of people like Alex. Drudge has carried our reports. We've also got a lot of help from The Guardian in the UK. And if you don't think that things are changing, take a look at this. We now have House voting to delay bulk ammunition purchases by the DHS. This is coming from The Hill. It says the House late Wednesday voted to stop the Department of Homeland Security from entering into new contracts to buy millions of rounds of ammunition until the Department of Homeland Security reports to Congress on the need for ammo and its cost. Now, understand that this is something that just as recently as a couple of weeks ago, we were still being criticized by National Review and Rachel Maddow for this, saying that it doesn't exist, that it's a figment of our imagination, that it's a conspiracy theory, even though we linked to the actual RFPs from DHS. So now we see some actual action being taken. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more from Alex in Bilderberg. Stay tuned.
In
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex is going to be joining us at about another 10, 15 minutes, and he's going to be joined live at his hotel room with Max Kaiser, so that's going to be an interesting segment. I'm sure they're going to have a lot to talk about, not just Bilderberg, but a lot of economic issues as well. And you know, it's not just the economic issues. We see what Bilderberg has been planning since at least their second meeting in 1955, and that is the European Union and the EU and the economic disaster that that has created for the European people, and the way they've been able to put in their own bankers in charge of duly elected democratic leadership. So they're destroying national sovereignty. They're destroying the economies of Europe. And so it's working out just fine for the Bilderberg people, but it's not working out too well for the peoples of Europe, and it's not going to work out too well for the rest of humanity. Now, if you've seen the pictures of when we've been covering the Grove Hotel, you've seen this statue that they've got of a kind of a half-human, half-robot. The flesh is falling off of it as it's crawling on its hands and knees. You can't tell if it's going into the dust or if it's coming up, and it's half-human, half-robot. Well, that is the singularity. They're actually putting out an artwork. They're telling us where they want to go. I mean, this unification, there's a picture of it right now on the monitor. Real creepy statue. They're telling us where they want to take us. And they've been talking about it. They openly talk about their plans, just as they openly talked about the unification of Europe and openly talked about a world government and a new world order. People don't want to believe where these guys want to go. And it is kind of unbelievable, this singularity. Frankly, I don't believe they can pull it off. I'm a Christian. You're not going to convince me that they can transfer their soul, their consciousness into some kind of a machine. But they can kill a lot of people trying to do it. These are mad scientists. This is from Kurzweil's own website. This is Ray Kurzweil, and he is now the chief scientist for Google. And he is very much into the transhumanism whole thing. He's done documentaries on it. He has conferences about it. He is one of the major proponents of it. And now he is the chief scientist of Google. And in this column, he has people, he follows technology, and he looks at different things that he thinks are moving in the way for, moving in the direction that are going to allow him to merge with a machine and live forever and become some kind of a god who can travel to the distant stars and live forever. He believes that he's going to be able to bring back his father's consciousness somehow, his father who's now deceased. This guy is radically crazy. But he is a chief science officer for Google, and he has developed a lot of very impressive technology in the past. He's a very dangerous person, far more dangerous than someone like, say, the Unabomber. Now, here's a question. This person says, "How are you? My name is Noga. I'm a 16-year-old girl from Tel Aviv, Israel. First of all, I want to say I've read one of yours, and it was fascinating. Secondly, I want to ask you a question. I'll start from the beginning." She wants to know about human rights and what the line is going to be between human rights and rights for robots as they gain consciousness. She says, "As a huge science fiction fan, I chose the subject of human and robot rights in the future. I struggled with a lot of questions, still struggling with them, and I was hoping that you might be able to help me since you deal with robots and machines in the future." And he goes on about that for quite some time. She has a very long question. Now, here's what he has to say. He says, "My view of the future is that we will merge with the machines. They are already extensions of ourselves, even if most of them are not yet in our bodies and brains. But technology is shrinking, and by the 2030s, intelligent machines will be the size of blood cells. And we will have millions of nanobots in our bloodstream, augmenting our immune system." Oh, he's been talking to Bill Gates, I guess, about his new vaccine program, huh? "And going into our brain and extending our thinking into the cloud. The non-biological portion of our intelligence will rapidly expand exponentially, so that by the 2040s, we will be almost entirely non-biological. So we will become the machines." That's what he imagines. And these are the same people who want to see the world's population reduced by anywhere from 90 to 99%. So they want to be the ruling global elite. We're talking about the 1% of the 1% of the 1%. You know, the kind of people that are meeting at Bilderberg, the kind of people that have this eugenics agenda. And they openly proclaim it with things like that statue that's on its knees out there. I don't know what it's called, a Skeletor or something like that. It's truly is a creepy skeleton. And we're joined now live by Alex and Max Kaiser in London. Hello, Alex.
I'm ready to go to him yet.
Okay, he's not ready just yet. So he'll be with us in just a moment. They're still setting up some technical issues there. We also have, in breaking news, the signing stage just began for the UN Arms Trade Treaty. Now, this is something that is set up to increase the government's scope and depth of registration. This was something that passed in the UN. It still has to be ratified in the United States. And there is some hope. This is an article from the New American, I believe. And yes, it is. It's the New American. And they're talking about the fact that there has been some pushback from some senators who are supporting our constitutional rights, our God-given rights, and they have put some language in that would effectively block this. But we also have to worry about the danger that it only takes two-thirds of the senators who are present to sign on to a treaty. It's not two-thirds of the senators, but two-thirds who are present. And they have until sometime in August, I believe, if I read the article correctly, before this expires. They have that long to sign onto it. So throughout the summer, we have to worry about Obama and other Democrats coming in and signing this under the cover of darkness. And we have some other information here from some other breaking news. We've got some classified documents talking about how CIA drone strikes often killed unknown people. This is from Russia Today. And that's no new breaking news, but we do have some breaking news from Alex, so let's go to him right now. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. He's not ready just yet. Okay. It's not new that drone strikes have been killing unknown people, that they've been killing masses of people. And we now have a former drone operator say that he is haunted by his part in more than 1,600 deaths. A former Air Force drone operator who says he participated in missions that killed more than 1,600 people remembers watching one of the first victims bleed to death. Brandon Bryant says he was sitting in a chair at a Nevada Air Force base operating the camera when his team fired two missiles from their drone at three men walking down a road halfway around the world in Afghanistan. The missiles hit all three targets, and Bryant said he could see the aftermath on his computer screen, including thermal images of a growing puddle of hot blood. The guy was running forward, missing his right leg. And I watched this guy bleed out, and I mean, the blood is hot, looking at the thermal image. It's so tragic. Like I said, when we have a government that openly assassinates anyone that they want to anywhere in the world, it is a matter of time before that happens here in the U.S., and we've already seen what appears to be the FBI executing people who might have a different version of their official story. And one last thing before we go to Alex, I would encourage you to take a look at an Operation Paul Revere entry called American Drone. We posted it on our YouTube channel by permission. It's part of the Operation Paul Revere contest, and it goes over this very thing, a very good short film dramatizing exactly what we're seeing here, and that is people who are engaged in these unlawful acts developing a conscience about it. Now, we're ready to go to Alex now. We've got him on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Alex. Thanks.
Hey, David, thanks for being there. We're going to come back after the break with Max Kaiser here in our little makeshift studio from Watford, north of London. Thanks a lot. Ride shotgun there for us in case we have any technical difficulties. And if you'd like people to see the entry you talked about, have the crew post it in the featured news section so people can see it at Infowars.com. That is a really great idea. Thank you very much, David Knight. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a lot of other news other than Bilderberg that I really want to get to. There is a huge amount of awakening now inside the United States dealing with the issue of illegal spying. Here are just some of the headlines today. Obama administration collecting phone records of millions of Americans daily. Secret court order requires Verizon to hand over all call data. White House defends critical tool against terrorist threats when they run al-Qaeda now publicly. We've gone from that being a theory to absolute admitted fact, but still, they take all our rights because of their terrorists. Specifically target Americans, not foreigners. All completely illegal. Homeland Security laptops, phones can be searched based on hunches. NSA sees all phone, sex, banks, and emails. Of course they do. NSA agents have gone public about how much they enjoy listening to you and your wife have sex, everything. And then they go on here, FBI wants a backdoor to all software. That already goes on. CIA will spy on you through your dishwasher. 1984, published 64 years ago today. That's the smart way DrudgeReport.com takes all the latest breaking news and then puts it together with 1984 has now arrived 64 years ago today. And I'm in the country, Airstrip 1 of 1984. That's a story. That's a report. That's information. Today, 1984, 64 years after it was published in 1948, and we have gone beyond it. But we kind of have two worlds and a paradox here. This great tyranny that's beyond 1984, but still people think they're free, think there's free press, think they have a right, so they really are free. But you have this corrupt world trying to absorb everything, and it's taking over the banking, it's taking over the media, it's using government regulators to shut down their competition. It is truly unprecedented. So When we come back, we're going to have Max Kaiser in studio to talk about the amazing coverage. I got interviewed, no exaggeration, by like 10 international media outlets today. So the word is really getting out, and we saw Queen Beatrix Ann Moore. Stay with us.
Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here is Alex Jones in London, live. Bilderberg 2013. The globalists have arrived.
I am here with Max Kaiser live in studio, and I do intend to take some of your calls in the next hour, so crew, make me do it, because I want to hear from people specifically that are in the UK, the hundreds of people that were already out there today, and I predicted just hundreds the first day, probably 1,000 the next day, and then maybe 2,000 on Saturday when everybody can get up here. And there is parking. Well, I don't want to get into logistics. We do an article on logistics for people for Infowars.com/Bilderberg. Now, Max Keiser was a very successful stockbroker on Wall Street before he retired at an early age, the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system used by Cantor and Fitzgerald. It's now used on many trading markets around the world. You know who he is. He doesn't need to be introduced. And he's had TV shows on BBC, Al Jazeera, RT right now, Press TV. You name it, he's got it. And I wanted to get his take on Bilderberg 2013, so he's here. But I got to say this. Max Keiser kept saying, you got to come to Europe, you got to come to England. I'd been here like 7 years ago and been here before that. And I'd maybe every 50th person I would cross down the street would say, hey, Alex Jones, I got mobbed. A third of the people on the train, just walking down the street, people hear my voice. We have more listeners in England of every race, color, and creed, religion than we have in the United States, in Austin, Texas, my main command center. Max, yeah. It's great to have you here. I don't want to talk about myself here, but you brought this up today. But I mean, what does this mean? Not about Alex Jones, that alternative media is that popular because everybody knows you too.
Well, as I've been saying when I've been on your show before, is that when I travel around Europe, people ask me about Alex Jones. And I think it's because English is the universal language around the world, and people are hungry for alternative media, and they gravitate toward Alex Jones. So, yeah, you're well-known all over Europe, everywhere I've gone, even when I was in Cairo. People in the Tahrir Square would say, we listen to Alex Jones. So here you are in Bilderberg. Here you are in Watford. And I personally have had a bit of a learning curve because, you know, my feeling about Bilderberg over the years has been that do I really, really care about Bilderberg? But I think this year is a watershed year where now they've got their media kit. They're on the media offensive. They realize they're under the scrutiny, and they're now being positioned as yet another one of these Davos, G8, IMF, global conferences where people get together, and they shouldn't be doing what they're doing behind closed doors. And thanks to the effort from you and other independent media now, we're finally getting somewhere with this, I think.
It's incredible. I want to get into the breaking news. I mean, I talked to the well-known guy on Newsnight. He's like one of the biggest TV personalities here in the country. I forget his name. What is it, Watson?
John Sargent.
John Sargent, you know, this famous guy. You know who he is. You've been on BBC as a host. And they told us, they said, no, Bilderberg's going to probably give us an interview. They're pretty freaked out by this. I went and met with him. He interviewed me. He goes, I'm going to have a special lunch now. And he got in his car and, from what I saw, drove in. I was like, whoa, special lunch? This has never happened. And it's because, first, they wanted to be secret, so nobody talked about them. Now they realize being secret's blown up in their face. And again, there's other big top globalist meetings, but it's all about that key word when we come back from break. You're going to break down. You crystallize it. It's collusion. Why is Bilderberg dangerous?
Well, that's the key word in my mind, is that you've got guys here organizing the scandals that we'll be reading about in 5 years' time. So, for example, this year, the big scandal with Apple and these other big companies not paying their taxes. Well, the system whereby they don't pay taxes worked out in meetings like this a few years ago. So they get together. It's very anti-competitive. They engage in collusion. They figure out how to bring in people like KPMG and the other big accountants and the money managers and the politicians to work out how to minimize their taxes and to dominate markets. And it's very anti-competitive. That's the problem with these organizations, is that they're anti-free trade, anti-American. It's almost anti-capitalist. They just want to have price fixing, market manipulation, monopoly pricing, rent seeking, and they do it behind closed doors, and they're colluding. That's the word, collusion, and that's what we should be against.
And we're in the middle of probably one of the biggest lobbying scandals ever in UK history. There's the big secret lobby. They've been indicted before with Lockheed Martin for aircraft deals, overcharging the people in the Netherlands with Prince Bernhard. So we have to send his daughter, the Queen, now. Now the King reportedly is going to be here. By the way, Leanne McAdoo got photos of the Queen of the Netherlands driving in, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller. I mean, they do not want this discussed. We're going to go to break in a minute. We're going to come back with the one, the only, Max Keiser, into the next hour. And he's going to take some of your phone calls. We'll have to rig him up with a headset to be able to do that. But Max Keiser is right here with me. I want to talk about that lobbying, and I want to talk about how the mainstream media has screwed the pooch, as they say, by denying any of this exists for so long, and now they're playing catch-up. So where he sees all of this going is people discover that the terrible policies that these guys are carrying out are the ones destroying so much of our society. I'm Alex Jones with Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com. Continual coverage at Infowars.com/Bilderberg.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we could not be doing this without the support of all you, the radio listeners, and our AM and FM affiliates out there across the United States. So be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates by supporting their local sponsors or becoming a sponsor. And please remember, we are selling ProPure water filters at 15% off with promo code WATER15, and that is financing, or I'll lose my baboon butt. We're financing this operation.
ProPure works.
In a win-win with ProPure, with the British made filters, the Pro One filters, all of it stainless steel. That's how I'm financing this trip. With a sale, win-win-win, yeah. The lowest price anywhere, 15% off, promo code WATER15 at InfoWars store.
I can drink my own pee if I use.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely.
Thank you for that, plugging our sponsor that way.
Unbelievable.
Water.
You're stuck in a desert island and you have nothing to drink but your own pee.
It's ProPure filters. That's the kind of survival techniques you need to learn. And I endorse it 100%. I have one. Everyone should have one.
You really have one?
Absolutely. I'm thinking about getting one. Absolutely. I may be getting one.
It's not like a Frank Herbert still suit. You can't crap in it yet.
No. Well, that's coming, isn't it? Because the technology is always evolving. But that in France, they call that foie gras.
La chambre de béton est en gommant.
Yeah, there was a media scrum out there following all this, and I did one interview in French, which I was very proud of. The French reporter seemed to think my French was pretty good. I may have caused a little problem politically in France, but, you know, they're so
good. Well, let me just stop for a minute and finish up plugging here.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Infidel Body Armor, infidelbodyarmor.com. I want to thank them. We want to thank efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They've still got a free shipping deal going. One of the best deals you can get out there. So that's what's financing all this. Plus, I try to go out and find really good products. If you hear me endorsing it, I believe in it. Books, T-shirts, videos, films, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, here's the problem. I get up here on air, and I have hundreds of great points I want to make as I'm driving over here or as I'm getting ready to go live on air. And then I go on air, and I don't cover it all. So Max is going to talk here for about 10 minutes because he's got plenty to say. He doesn't need to get ready. I'm going to write some notes of points I want to make that are important and all the groundbreaking stuff that's going on. And just the fact that I was told by two senator aides and a major media mogul, I mean a guy worth very close to $1 billion, that old Peter Thiel's a good guy. He'd like to meet with you. And I just didn't follow up on it. I was just like, no thanks. I probably should have said, yeah, put me on the airplane right now. But Bilderberg and the new people don't like what's happening. They want to fix things. Yeah, the globalists have stolen the whole world through fraud. Now they want to play nice. But the point is that I'd play nice if they would just stop Agenda 21, stop the shutdown of society. So I've got all these huge things I need to get to, and Max does as well, and I'm going to kind of collate those and cover them, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. Max is very gracious. He had international media. I'm not bragging. It's just showing that now we've gone from nobody at these things to, I'm not exaggerating, I was interviewed by Italian media, Russian, Al Jazeera, Press TV, 5 BBCs, 6 BBCs, actually, and a bunch of others. So it's like 11 or 12 international outlets. It's already airing. I was at an interview for the Alex Jones show, the top morning show with the attractive woman named Alex Jones. I said, hey, you can marry me, and then you won't have to change your name. Of course, I love my wife. It's a joke. Honey, it's a joke. But that's why they actually wanted me on, was to make that joke. So I learned that joke from them. But I want to get serious here with Max Keiser. Max, earlier you were ranting as we were driving in the car incredibly eloquently about why Bilderberg is important, about what they're setting up, about what they're doing, about where this is going, and the fact that their policies have put them in charge and everybody knows they did the robbing. So recap all those points you made and why you think this year is so important on Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com.
Okay, Alex Jones. Well, as I was saying before the break, leading up to this year, you know, Bilderberg had a bit of a negative connotations because it was almost synonymous with this idea of conspiracy therapy.
Conspiracy therapy. They can electroshock therapy us, and we love government.
Exactly. So they just put the project,
put an aphid brain in our
head, set it up to 800 megawatts. Therapy! Conspiracy therapy! So it's a theory, and it's like synonymous with this idea. So, you know, talking about it, it almost puts you into a category instantaneously of where there's a credibility issue. But because of guys like yourself and others, you know, you keep hammering and hammering and hammering. Now I think there's a breakthrough where you understand now that what's really Bilderberg is another one of these confabs where people get together and they plan economic sabotage for themselves and economic manipulation, financial manipulation, et cetera. And they're doing this all on by themselves, for themselves. And now, as you point out, the global media is kind of focused on this. I myself, I will admit this. I have not been Mr. Bilderberg following for the last few years.
Have you been covering Davos and stuff where they're doing the same thing?
Yeah, I cover these things. I have. But now I think because you've made it such an item, it's hard to ignore it now. And then this is what you've been good at is putting the focus of indie media.
That's
on
a question. Media owned and paid for by these people never wanted to cover it. What does it mean that they're all forced to cover it?
Well, there's a double-edged sword there. Number one, they're forced to cover it. That's great. Number two, there is now an opportunity for them to try to use their media resources to spin it. You know, they'll come out with a press release and they'll say, well, what we're doing here is we're saving the world and we're doing good things. And they'll sound more like Davos. They'll sound more like the IMF and they'll come out. You know, remember 10 or 15 years ago, ExxonMobil, you know, was being attacked by Greenpeace. And then within a few years, Exxon would use the images of Greenpeace to promote Exxon. So
Children's Charity brought you to you by Bilderberg.
Exxon, you know, you see beautiful vistas and oceans and forests brought to you by Exxon. And they would just borrow all the imagery from Greenpeace, and they used it to promote Exxon. So I think that you could see this with Bilderberg.
It's Exxon didn't bring me beautiful oceans?
No. So now that Bilderberg's been exposed as part of this group of colluding monopolist oligarchs, they're going to have to come out with a more nuanced PR spin, and they're going to have to try to promote themselves and do battle. So this is the information war. You have brought them to the battle. So now the battle begins. So you drew them out. Now you're in open battle, open field battle. So that's where we are this year.
Yeah, people ask, why cover Bilderberg? Well, first we draw out the shadow government. And then now we've got to deal with their propaganda corps.
You drew them out and done an excellent job doing it.
I mean, we brought them out, all of us together.
But
getting into crony capitalism, if their own minutes have been leaked to come out. That's what they're doing. The easiest way to make money is just shut down your competition or get a government contract. And you've got government regulators meeting with the industries they're regulating. I mean, this is obviously illegal on so many fronts. I mean, how does this tie into the big lobbying scandal right now in the U.K.?
Here's a good, there's a huge lobbying scandal in the U.K., but Here's a prime example. You've got the Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, who is launching something called Help to Buy, which is like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, if you remember that from America. They government-subsidized housing, and they created the subprime housing bubble, which burst and caused this huge financial crisis.
And when the people can't pay it back, it doesn't matter because it's bailed out. They still lose their house, but the mega bankers get the money.
Right. So now George Osborne wants to bring that to the UK.
They get the house and the money.
So they take, at a group like this, like a Bilderberg, what they probably did last year was they said, how can we reinflate the housing bubble and still keep the bondholders, which are the people in this room, whole? Here's an idea. We'll institute a government guarantee help to buy scheme modeled on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, even though those programs have already been discredited, and we'll reinflate this bubble. We won't do anything about jobs. We won't do anything about competition. We won't do anything about anything to help the economy. We're just going to reinflate this bubble. We're going to launch that scheme, and now this is exactly what he's done. We broke it on our show. We said, this is a Ponzi scheme. We got letters from George Osborne's office saying, you can't call it a Ponzi scheme. You need to be more fair. But within 2 months, every media outlet in the U.K. is now calling it a Ponzi scheme. But gatherings like Bilderberg is where they figure out how to put together these Ponzi schemes, because you need the cooperation from KPMG, Deloitte Touche, and the big global accounting firms. You need cooperation from global governments. You need cooperation from global market manipulators and bankers. So they go to their meetings. They come up with a scheme like that. They save their buddies in the bond market. They get the politicians to roll it out as an official policy, and now we're seeing the result of it. So that's just one example. And, of course, George Osborne's at Bilderberg this year. They're going to follow up on this scheme. It is hatched behind doors at one of these fabs. It's enormously destructive, and who knows next year what they will have cooked up this year. We won't know the damage that they're doing today until next year, when it's rolled out officially as government policy, and we see the damage that it'll cause next year and the year after that.
And just adding to what you said, it's so frustrating when I was interviewed by six different BBC outlets, and only a couple of them were halfway fair. They would say, so you say there's a meeting here. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're crazy. We got this on video. And I was like, no, there's a meeting. And she said, no, there's not. And then later she goes, I was trying to provoke you. No, they were trying to like just play this game, insulting their viewers, but that doesn't work anymore. We've gotten the National Archives minutes. We've gotten it. And they are in there establishing the EU, not to create freedom, but to implode national sovereignty, as the EU has now done, to sign the people of the EU, France, Germany, all of it, onto these trillions of debt that aren't theirs. It's the same thing in the U.S. It's the very same crew. And then I interviewed. We've got to upload this, by the way, Paul. I totally forgot. I've got the interview. It's on the white phone right here with one of the UKIP EU members of parliament. And he was reminding me that it was a Nazi plan to create the European Economic Union under a free trade agreement to manage everyone economically. That was Hitler's plan. And then they basically adopted it, the British and the U.S. did, because they adopted everything else. Oh, run our rockets, run our CIA, run everything. It's not even so much Nazi as it's like, oh, we'll take that. That's a really great plan. We like your black uniforms. You're really evil. We're impressed with you. Will you tell us how to do everything? And Prince Bernhard, the Nazi, who's, you know, daughter of the Queen, is advocating over to the new king. She's here. Leanne McAdoo, our photographer, photographed it. She's up there uploading and running out of Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And on the reporter Twitter, I mean, it's just the realization that creepy CIA, MI6, and Nazis set this up as a creepy combine monopoly capitalist organization, and that they're doing all of this, and that we've gotten all these minutes over the years that have leaked out in National Archives, that they are in there, like LIBOR fixing the I mean, here's an example. Google now, oh, I wanted to ask you about this. Google, but I'll talk about the Nazi thing. Google,
okay.
Googleberg is merging right now. We confirmed that for our inside source, while they were so mad we were in the hotel.
Googleberg?
Well, yeah, when we sent people in, because we have sources inside that were at the meeting serving people last year, and then again a few weeks ago, Google meets there. Google planned the Arab Spring there. They brag. Yeah, yeah, we're going to talk about it. But I'm just telling the viewers so they know, we're not just saying this. That's why the security was had tears in their eyes when they caught us in there again, because they've all been threatened with being fired. We really got people in there serving. And then once we said it, it was like, oh my God, it's true. Then we actually found articles about it, pieces of it, confirming what our sources said. Then I talked to a high-level Senate source. They said, no, that's the plan. They believe in the technocracy, Max, of merging, you know, this whole system. So the old men, who are on average over 80, or 97 like David Rockefeller, they're passing the satanic baton. And they're planning to merge this whole deal. But meanwhile, because they're desperate, they're like, how do we control the media while all this is going on? And then now Bilderberg is metastasizing out. What is your take on all of that when they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, when the international media interviewed me that these guys are important?
Well, for the last 50, 60 years, there's been a tug of war between the creation of debt to fund growth and the subsequent downturns or recession that would occur every 5 or 7 years to kind of purge the system of bad investments and malinvestments. What happened in 2007, 2008 is the bad debts that have been accumulated for 50 years suddenly got so huge that understanding went out there in the global community that these debts would never be paid. And this is when the panic set in. So here we are 5 or 6 years into this crisis. These economies are still shrinking. They're still contracting in Europe and in Greece and in Cyprus and all in France now just announced unemployment numbers that are quite high. These economies are still shrinking in ways that we haven't seen in the post-World War II era. This is the longest running economic contraction we've seen. So all the tricks that these guys have used in the past to inflate debt, to do whatever they can do to get some GDP growth have failed. And that's why this is becoming more urgent. And that's why a Bilderberg group, they hope to come out of here with some new, you know, plan to create some kind of growth somewhere, but it's just not materializing. So it brings
because up all they've already created a monopoly. They'll only allow growth that makes them fatter.
There's just too much debt. Yeah. So this old skeletons in the closet, like the Nazis, you know, they're back. And what's happening in France? There was a skinhead attack of a left winger, and he's now brain dead. There's a neo-Nazi party in Greece. You know, the Nazis are back in Europe because the like Ghostbusters. You know, if you don't keep them at bay, they will find their way back into the mainstream.
Well, Hitler was brought in by a bad economy.
So, well, you know, I made the point on my blog recently that the Versailles Agreement after World War I that put these onerous conditions on Germany, which led to the rise of a psycho, a madman. Now, the onerous conditions after the 2008 break, the debt that's been put into place around the world that people have to suffer, what they call austerity, is now having a global reaction. You know, I call it the global insurrection against banker occupation. There's a global reaction now to these debts that were unfairly imposed. You can go back to Versailles and you see how similarly the many were asked to suffer the consequences of the mistakes of the few. We had a few bankers create enormous mistakes in the years 2000 period, the dot-com boost, and then the subprime collapse. And they've been asking the global population to pay for those mistakes, and after 5 or 6 years now, since it hasn't worked, we have the emergence of radical extremist right-wing groups like neo-Nazis are now back in the picture. So this is history repeating itself in a lot of ways.
And then they'll also fund fake left-wing groups to give a communist answer to the crisis, and the media will give it attention instead of just getting back to common sense, real free market. That's what's so frustrating. They're scapegoating free market for what the megabanks have done when they're the opposite of a free market. They have protected, guaranteed markets with my money. You know, the old saying of risk is made public, but the profits, are made private.
Yeah, well, as you know, it's not about the collapse or the failure of free markets. We don't have free markets. We have markets that have been co-opted by certain groups that have been able to change the way markets operate entirely.
Flash trading.
Well, you've got the flash crashes, and what that all is about is that this whole idea that a market should be equally balanced between risk and reward has been destroyed using derivatives, which lead to things like flash trading. So that risk is now concentrated in the population, in the many. The rewards are taken or skimmed off by
the
very top.
Because if we have to bail out their mistakes, why shouldn't they make a mistake and then we get bailed out? We bail them out, but now we're bailed out.
It's moral
and now it's our debt.
They call it moral hazard. In other words, they keep bailing out the bad guys and they keep doing bad things. But I'll give you a good example. Here's the stock market at 15,000 or so in the Dow Jones. It's going to crash at some point, probably in the near future. Those who understand how the derivative markets work, they already have their insurance on. They've spent 1% or 2% buying a put or a contract that gives them the ability not to suffer any losses once the market crashes. But the vast majority of people out there are completely unhedged. They're completely exposed to this market. So when there is this crash that's going to come, there'll be another $10 to $15 trillion of equity wiped out amongst the vast majority of people out there that got sucked in at the top. But those people who orchestrated this maneuver, they're completely protected. They have no risk, no skin in the game whatsoever. For 1% or 2% of the value you have at risk, you can buy an insurance product in the form of a put and insulate yourself entirely against any losses. And that's this asymmetric warfare that goes on between people who have...
Absolutely. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break, come back and explain that more. And we're going to also get him hooked up with some headphones the next hour and take some phone calls for Max Kaiser, 800-259-9231. If you're in the U.K. and been part of the protest, or even following it online in the U.K. or Europe, I want to give you a chance on air. I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, live streaming video, PrisonPlanet.tv.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
on raining, love is gonna break. Going down now.
We gotta get Max Kaiser hooked up soon with some audio on the next segment to be able to take calls. We're going to the next hour. I haven't even gotten into the international news in context of this, but we're just discussing the fact that there is the fact that there's shadowy groups that want to influence policy and who want to take over government to get a hold of your tax money and banker bailouts and corporate welfare. And they're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Ha ha, conspiracy. Everybody knows there's no powerful interest meeting. Sure, we charge thousands a year per county in everywhere in the U.S. or in England with conspiracy. Two people decide to rob a liquor store. It's a conspiracy. But powerful people never conspire. I mean, oh, but Max agrees. It's outrageous. He agrees. But Stacey Herbert, one of the producers and host of Max Kaiser's many shows here, she was reading me a great Adam Smith quote, the famous Wealth of Nations economist, and I guess that was in Chapter 4, page 145, paragraph C27, an incredible quote about conspiracies. We all know Adam Smith was nobody. I mean, this is a lie. This is a conspiracy.
Exactly. You know, and what a lot of times when these people gather outside the likes of Bilderberg or G8, the BBC News and mainstream media will call them anti-capitalists. So it's important to listen carefully to what Adam Smith in The Wealth of Nations, no other book is more important to the ideals of capitalism than The Wealth of Nations. And he said, people of the same trade seldom meet together, even for merriment and diversion. But the conversation ends in a conspiracy against the public or in some contrivance to raise prices. And that is often quoted frequently. I've heard that a few times. But nobody continues with the rest of it in light of what the governments are doing to enable this. He then said, but though the law cannot hinder people of the same trade from sometimes assembling together, it ought to do nothing to facilitate such assemblies, much less to render them necessary.
Which the police are ass backwards, guarding them right now, doing the opposite of that common sense.
Well, and George Osborne and his labor shadow, Ed Balls, are attending. Why are they attending? They don't need to attend. They shouldn't
and
be.
And haven't they had the attorney general there, too?
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, this is outrageous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's outrageous that George Osborne should be at the moment, especially the fact that Amazon, Jeff Bezos, these people are currently in a very big brouhaha here about avoiding taxes. Well, not paying
while
taxes.
Lobbying to raise middle-class taxes to bail out banks. See,
exactly.
It's not enough that they're trying to get out of taxes. They want me to fit the bill for all them.
Yes. Well, this is the problem. You know, George Osborne has these austerity measures across the UK. And as we see, they're preparing for the G8. You know, they've created a Potemkin village to make it look like austerity is working as they're raising taxes on everybody here. Taxes.
Yeah, it's like that whole thing up there in Ireland.
In Fermanagh, where they're outside of Belfast, where they're having the G8 conference, that there's just devastation, right? The shops are all closed down. The butcher shops is dilapidated. The local shops are all dilapidated. So what they've done is they put posters up. To make it look like it's a
literal wallpaper facade. That's like when the Queen of England goes to Africa, they'll have a soundstage with a fake village.
Yeah, I mean, this
is unbelievable.
Yeah, right. That's not what they're doing now in Ireland, to make it look like the economy.
And then if you say that's paper wallpaper of a happy shop, you're the conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Neo is a conspiracy theorist.
But that's George Washington. But that's a good point, is that the cops here should not be protecting these people gathering because, as Adam Smith said, they have a propensity to fix prices. They should not.
Well, exactly. Instead of making good products to win, it's easier to just buy off the government, shut everybody down. We're going to go to break here, Stacey. Great points. You want to stay with us?
I'll chip in when necessary.
Well, it's great having you guys from MaxKaiser.com, Stacey Herbert, and, of course, Max Herbert here with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quick break. Great job to the crew. Great job to all the sponsors. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.